All right, Tavos, I'll do the dedicated. Our shir this morning is dedicated by Sammy and Malka Esterson in commemoration of the yahrzeits of their parents, Ludwig Stiefel, Hinda Esterson. We hope then that the merit of our Talmud Torah, the Neshamas, will have an aliyah and the families a nechama. So today's daf is daf gimel. Another incredibly exciting and riveting day in Maseches Chulin. And again, amazingly enough, still trying to figure out on a simple level the deeper meaning of our Mishnah. So we'll say with that, let's begin. So we are picking up, today's daf is Gimel 3, we're picking up on Beis and Beis 2b, two lines up from the bottom. So we'll say, remember again, according to the last approach in the Gemara, the way we're trying to interpret the Mishnah is that HaKol Shochtin is referring to who? Someone who is Tameh, and ultimately again is Shechting what kind of animal? A Chulin animal. So the Mishnah is coming to tell me that a Tameh person can Shecht a Chulin animal, obvious. To which the Gemara explained that what are we talking about? This is talking about a Tamei person who's shechting a chulin animal for a person who is ochel chulin bitara. Someone ultimately, again, who eats his chulin in a state of ritual purity. Because the chatchila, I would have thought that such a person, a Tamei person, cannot go ahead and shecht this animal. Kamash malan, that he can. What kind of knife is he shechting with, Rabbi Osai? A very long one, right? A very long knife. So in order to ensure that ultimately, again, he does not go ahead and come in contact with the animal. So now the Gemara asks, "Hi Tomei, di itmi b'mai." Ultimately the Gemara asks, Howard Goldstein actually asked this question after the shir yesterday. So again the Gemara asks, "Hi Tomei, di itmi b'mai." When we speak about this Tomei, what's the source of his tumah? Ilema di itmi b'meis. If you want to say that this Tomei person contracted Tumas Meis by Mamish coming in contact with a corpse, if that's the case, B'chalal Cherev Amarachmana. Both say the Pasuk says B'chalal Cherev. Chalal Cherev, literally B'chalal is a dead body. Cherev means a sword. What do we learn from there? Top of Gimel Amud Aleph. Cherev Harihu K'chalal. So both say, remember again, we learn from that Pasuk that a Cherev, a sword, is like a corpse, which both say means what? A corpse is what we call Avi Avos Hatuma. So if the sword is Avi Avos HaTuma, if the corpse is the Avi Avos HaTuma, ultimately, again, Abbas tells us that what? It tells us that Halacha L'maisa, a sword that touches the corpse, has a similar type of Tuma. Now, the sword won't be the Avi Avos HaTuma, but the sword will be what? An Avatuma. Which Abbas says, if the sword is an Avatuma, then what? Then that sword will convey that Tuma to whatever it touches. So both say, so now again, meaning if the person is Tamei, if the person is Tamei because he came in contact with Tumas Meis, so very simply, when the Tamei touches the knife becomes Tamei, and that knife has the ability to convey Tuma to the animal being shechted. See, we want to say, Rabbi Osei, that you have an easy way of allowing someone who is Tamei to shecht an animal while not defiling the animal. It's as long as you ensure that what? That the Tamei does not come in contact with the animal. Which means it's not true. It's not true. If the Tamei is Tamei Tumas Meis, then ultimately, again, he conveys his Tuma to the knife, which in turn conveys its Tuma to the animal. It doesn't make a difference how long the knife may be. At the end of the day, he's conveying tuma. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Hariyu kichalo bechol tuma shamis haruyos l'tami kli kigon meis vanogebo dave mia avatuma im naga b'hen matachos nase kiyotzebo v'im naga b'meis havi avi avosa tuma." So okay, fine. Rashi explains. So what's it? Which the Gemara says, so we'll say if that's the case, the person who contracted ritual impurity through contact with a mace becomes an avatuma. And what happens? He conveys tuma to the knife. And the sakin in turn goes ahead and what? Conveys tuma to the actual meat. So we're back to square one. Ela de'itmi b'sheretz. Rather, you have to say that what's the case of Osai? The person, the shochet in question, became tamei not with tumas meis, but rather again with a lower form of tuma, tumas sheretz. He came in contact with a dead rodent, and Osai, that type of tuma is not transferable. If you look at Rashi, de'it may be sheretz, dehavi hai gavra rishon velo metamei asakin. So Osai, if you come in contact with a sheretz, so that makes the individual a rishon. A rishon cannot go ahead and convey tuma to a sakin. If he were to touch the meat of the animal, that he could convey tuma to ochlin, but he will not convey tuma to the sakin. Rashi says, "She'ein kli mekabel tuma ela me'avatuma." A utensil can only receive tuma from an av, not from a Rishon. When you contract Tumah from a Sheretz, you are a Rishon L'Tumah. That Rishon has the ability to convey Tumah to food items, but not to Kalim. Therefore, again, this time a person could check the animal as long as what? As long as what? He has a very long knife, so as to ensure that he's not coming in contact with the animal itself. Bosei, here's something fascinating. Bosei, I want to tell you what's rivetingly fascinating about this daf. You're going to see, we're going to get a whole bunch of, like, informational shechita nuggets, which are going to be fascinating, which we will expound on all of them as we go on. So here's an interesting one. Vibaisema, liolam di'itmi b'meis. Nobel say, what's the case? The case is where the individual became tamei tumas meis. Aye, so why aren't we concerned about the fact that he's going to convey tumah to the knife? And the knife, in turn, to the basar, to which the Gemara says, listen to this, kagon shebada kromish shalkana v'shachat ba. Nobel say, the case is where he's not shechting with a knife. Rather, what is he shechting with? A sharpened reed. The sanya, bakol shochtin. I'm both saying this is fascinating. You could shecht with any instrument you want. Bein bitzur, bein bischuchis. You could shecht with a sharpened stone. You could shecht with a shard of glass. Bein mikromish shalkana. You could shecht with a sharpened reed. I'm both saying the idea for shechita is you just have to have a sharp edge with no nicks. We'll discuss this in detail. So therefore, the Gemara says again, you're using a sharpened reed. What's the chap of the sharpened reed? Rabosei, this is amazing. Krom mishal kana, pshute kli eitz, v'lo mekavli tumah. See, Rabosei, this is amazing. A reed has the status of a wooden utensil. I know, essentially, Rabosei, anything that's not glass metal has the status of a wooden utensil. And therefore, again, because it's a wooden utensil, it is not mekabel tumah. So you can even set it up as a case where the shochet is tamei tumas meis. He's tamei tumas meis, but he doesn't convey the tumah to the kli, and therefore again, which in turn is not, which is of course then not conveyed to the animal. What's the case? Sharpened reed. So we've defended this interpretation of the Mishnah, and we're dealing either here with the case of a person who became tumas meis, tamei tumas meis, and he's shechting with a reed, in which case again the tumah is not conveyed, or the tamei case is not tamei tumas meis. Rather, what kind of tumah? Tumas Sheretz is not conveyed to Kalim, only conveyed to Ochlin, in which case, again, as long as he's shechting with a very long knife and not coming in contact with the Basar itself, we're good to go. Abaye Yomar, Abaye is a different interpretation. Hachi Katani. This is what it means. We'll say this is so interesting. Hakol Shochtin. The Mishnah says everyone shechts. So let's remember again, who's everyone? Kusi. Vafilu Kusi. Let's remember again, who are the Kusim? Very quickly, Shalmaneser, the king of Ashur, had a brilliant military strategy. When you conquer people, you must uproot the indigenous nation and transplant them out of their indigenous land. Why? Because we'll say, if you leave the indigenous people in their natural homeland, it's only a matter of what? It's only a matter of time until they rebel. But if you uproot people and transplant them to foreign soil, they're disoriented, chances are they will not rebel. Chances are they will not rebel. So Shalmaneser goes ahead, conquers Eretz Yisrael, uproots some of the Jews, and transplants a group of people named the Kusim. Why are they called Kusim? Because they are from the land of Kusa. There's an outbreak of lions in the land of, in Eretz Yisrael as a result of the Kusim because they were idol worshippers. They convert. They will say, so okay, fine, everything's good. So, however, they're found later on to still be worshipping idolatry. So there's a fundamental, ongoing, kind of like unresolved shayla about their status. Was their conversion legitimate or not? So the answer is? It depends, right? It depends. What we begin to see with the Kusim Rabosei is any mitzvah that the Kusim undertook, they undertook with greater diligence even than what we'll call, quote-unquote, regular Jews. But the mitzvahs that they rejected, they pretty much rejected wholesale. So watch this. This is fascinating. So listen to this. Hakol Shochtin. So Abaye says, what does Hakol Shochtin refer to? Afilu Kusi. Even a Kusi is allowed to shecht. B'medram Amurim. When is that so? Kishe Yisrael Omeit Al Gabov. We'll say that is only true if a Jew is monitoring the Shechita. Only if the Jew is monitoring the Shechita. Rashi says over here, Afilu Kusi. Moshino Behemel Lechatchila Lishchot. The mitzvah shech zikabahi. So we'll say, so again, we trust the kuti to do a good shechita, but lemaisa, again, he needs a mashkiach. He needs mashgiach. There has to be Yisrael there. Aval yotzi v'nichnas lo yishchot. Rav say, but in order for the shechita of the kuzi to be good, the mamish has to be a yiddish mashgiach. There has to be a Jewish mashgiach standing over him. Rav say, this is so interesting. What if there's a yotzi v'nichnas? Rav say, this concept of yotzi v'nichnas is going to be fundamentally important for us because all of modern day hashkacha, well, not all of modern day hashkacha, but a lot of modern day hashkacha is predicated on this concept of yotzei v'nichnas. A mashgiach is not necessarily sitting over the Gentile workers and watching everything that they're doing. He's in and out. We'll discuss this idea. But if yotzei v'nichnas, if all you have is a Jew kind of going in and out with more, we'll call it like hovering supervision over the kusi, then ultimately again, it's not good. If it's just yotzei v'nichnas, then we should not allow the kuti to go out and shecht. Vim shachat, I will say, what happens if the kusi shechted and there wasn't a Yisrael there, right? There wasn't a Yisrael there, or there was a Yisrael yotzei v'nichnas. So how do you attest to the effectiveness of the kusi shechita? Watch this. Chotech kizayis basar v'nosin lo. You take a kizayis of the meat that the kusi shechted, and what? You give it to him to eat. So the Gemara says, achlo, achlo, mutter lechol mishchitaso. Lo achlo, asr lechol mishchitaso. And we'll say, if the kusi eats from his own shchita, then guess what? You could eat from it as well. But if the kusi doesn't eat from his own shchita, then that's a sign that you can't eat from his own. We'll say, as we just said before, kusim, when they observe a mitzvah, they observe it meticulously. So we'll say, so if the kusi eats from his shchita, that's a sign that the shchita ultimately was good. If the kusi will not eat of his own shchita, then you may not eat of it as well. Chutz mecheres shota v'katan. We'll say, with the exception of a cheres shota v'katan, dafilu di'eved namilo. We'll say, remember, with a cheres shota v'katan, even if you have a Yisrael omed al gabov, right? Even if it does, it doesn't matter. Anything to do with the Cheir Shot of a Katan Rabosai is an invalid Shechita. Why? Shema Yishu, Shema Yidrasu, V'Shema Yachlidu. So Rabosai, ultimately, Shema Yishu means maybe they will pause, Yidrasu, press down, Yachlidu, rip. We're going to discuss all of this in detail, but these are all invalidating aspects of Shechita. So Rabosai, so the idea being that with the Cheir Shot of a Katan, remember again, you can invalidate the Shechita and no one will necessarily know that you invalidated it. So because Chereshot of a Katan lack proper das, we do not allow them to shecht under any circumstances. The Kulan Sheshachtu, so we'll say, what do I do? You know, the problem with all of our interpretations is what to do with the last phrase in the Mishnah. Because the last phrase in the Mishnah reads, the Kulan Sheshachtu, Vachir and Roen Osan Shchitas and Ksheran. Anyone who shechted, right, and others see them shechting, the Shechita is good. What does that case refer to? So Ahia, we'll say, which case does that reference? If you want to say that it's referencing the Cheir Shot of a Katan case, that can't be. Alokoi, we're discussing Cheir Shot of a Katan, and therefore if it was referring to Cheir Shot of a Katan, it should say, Vim Shachtu. Not the kulan not the lashon of the kulan sheshachtu, but rather it should say, Vim Shachtu. Because also, Vim Shachtu means what? It's a continuation of that which was being discussed. Ela akusi. Rather, Rabosei, you have to say that phrase, kulan sheshachtu, is referring ultimately again to the kusi. To the kusi, we already said that. Ha'amrit ki sheyisrael omed al gabov shachat afilu l'chatkila. Rabosei, we said about the kusi that as long as there is the Yisrael mashkiach watching and administering his shechita, ultimately again the shechita is good even l'chatkila. To which the Gemara says, kasha. You're right. This last phrase is a kasha on Abaye's interpretation. Good. Weiter, another interpretation. Amar Rava. So we'll say, so actually Rava's really questioning Abaye. The yotzei v'nichnas l'chatchila. So let's remember again. In Abaye's model, he said that a kusi could shech l'chatchila. When can a kusi shech l'chatchila? As long as what? Yisrael omed al gabov. There is Yisrael mashkiach actively monitoring and overseeing the shechita. But what happens if there's a yotzei v'nichnas? What happens if the Yisrael is going in and out? Sabai says, l'chatchila, the kusi should not shecht. Yotzei v'nichnas is not l'chatchila enough. So Rava says, v'yotzei v'nichnas l'chatchila, is that true? Yotzei v'nichnas, having a Jew go in and out is not enough to allow the kusi lechatchila to shecht. V'hatan Rabbah say these are fascinating cases. V'hatnan, but we learned hameniach ovid kochavim mechanuso. Rabbah say, let's say I leave an ovid kochavim in my store. What kind of store do I have? Whatever it is, I sell wine, right? Whether it's a wine store or I just sell many goods, I have wine in my store, and there is a kusi in my store. Rabbah say, now that's a big problem. What's the big problem? Because if the kusi touches my wine, right, we've got an issue of stam yenam or yayin esech. So Rabbah says, now watch this. I have a store, and I leave a kusi inside my store. So what happens? V'yisrael yotzei v'nichnas. As long as there's a Jew going in and out, whether it's me or someone else, in other words, as long as there is a Jewish presence going in and out, then what? Mutter. Ultimately, again, the wine is mutter. So Rabbah says, what do you see from here? What do you see from here? That yotzei v'nichnas is enough. That you don't need to have a Jew. You know, I don't have to have a permanent Jewish presence as a fixture, ultimately, in the store. But as long as there is a Jew going in and out, that is enough, apparently, to prevent the kusi from going ahead and what? From going ahead and touching the mind. Look at Rashi for just a moment. V'hatnan, beperek basur de mesechas avodazara, da'af apishi, so yotzei v'nichnas mutter. Amma, so we'll say, what's the logic of a yotzei v'nichnas? The logic of a Yosef and Nichnas is Alma Mistafi Ovi Kochavim Dilma Asi Yisrael Velo Naga. Ultimately, again, what we're concerned about, Rabbi Yosef, is, or I should say, the fact that there is a Jew who is going in and out is enough of a deterrent, ultimately, again, to the Kusi, to the Gentile, to go ahead, the Akum, from touching the wine. Hachanami Mistafi Hashta Asi V'Chazir. So Rabbi Yosef, remember again, In this case of the wine store, the Akum might be tempted to touch the wine. Why does the Akum want to touch the wine? Why does he want to touch the wine? He doesn't like the Jewish proprietor, right? That's why he'd like to touch the wine. He'll say, but ultimately, again, as a result, what happens? Because as he saw Yotzei v'nichnas, apparently that's enough to prevent the Akum from touching the wine. For our purposes here, we see that Yotzei v'nichnas, a Jew going in and out, is enough of a deterrent. Going back to Abaye's interpretation, if that's the case, then even if there's not a Jew actively standing on top of the kusi, but he's Yotzei v'nichnas, he's coming in and out, that should be enough of a motivation to get the kusi to what? To do a proper shechita. To which the Gemara says, no. Hasa mikatani maniach. We'll say, by the case of the wine store, does the Mishnah say maniach? Does the Mishnah say the chatchila? You could leave the akum in your store as long as the yotzei v'nichnas. No, what does it say? Hamaniach katani diavad. We'll say it says hamaniach. Hamaniach means if you left your store and there's a kusi inside and there's a yotzei v'nichnas, the wine is still okay. It's b'di'evet. Elam yehacha. Rather, Rabbi Yosef, I'm going to show you that he says, the Gemara Rabbi says, I'm going to show you that Yosef v'nichnas is good from here. Ein ha-shomer, tzarech lios yoshev u'mishamer. Rabbi Yosef, the shomer, a person who is watching wine, does not need to sit and watch the barrels. Rather, ela af api she Yosef v'nichnas mutter. Even though what? Even though he's going ahead and going in and out, that's enough. Even though he's going in and out, that's enough. So we'll say, so again, this seems to be pretty obvious that Yotzei v'nichnas is enough to ensure the kashrus of the wine. If that's the case, Yotzei v'nichnas should be enough in order to ensure the kashrus of the sheet of the kusi. Amarava hachi katani. This is what it means to say. Hakol shochtin v'afilu kusi. So we'll say, Rava wants to reinterpret Abaye. And he says like this. The Mishnah says, Hakol shochtin. Everybody's permitted to shecht. Who's everybody? Afilu kusi. Even the kusi is permitted to shecht. The Medrash Amurim, when is this true? Kishe Yisrael Yotzei v'nichnas. I will say, when is this true? As long as there's a mashkiach, right? I will say, what's the job of the mashkiach? Yotzei v'nichnas. As long as the mashkiach is a presence, I will say, a Jewish presence is enough to ensure that the kusi knows that he's got to do the job right. So as long as the Yisrael is Yotzei v'nichnas, ultimately, again, the kusi's shechita will be valid. Aval bo umatzo sheshachat. Rabbi say, what happens if you show up? Yisrael shows up, and what happens? What do I find? The kusi already shechted. Okay, there's an easy litmus test. Chotech kizayis basa v'nosin lo. Achlo mutro lechol mishchitaso. Lo achlo asra lechol mishchitaso. So Rabbi say, so Rabbi reinterprets it. Hakol shochtin refers to who? Even the kusi. When is the kusi permitted to shecht? When? Yosef Nechnos. As long as there's the Yisrael Mashkiach, doesn't have to be standing there, doesn't have to be Omid. So we'll say the two states are Omid al Gabov or Yosef Nechnos. Omid al Gabov literally means what? Literally means what? The Yisrael standing there watching the Kusi Shochet. Rava says, no, you don't need that. Yosef Nechnos is enough. As long as Yisrael is Yosef Nechnos, he's a presence. He's in and out, he's a presence. The Kusi knows that what? We'll say, what's the operative factor over here? Kusi knows that what? That he could pop in at any moment, that's enough to enforce, to ensure that the Kusi does the right kind of Shechita. So as long as Yisrael is Yosef Nechnos, Kusi Shechita is good. What happens if the Yisrael shows up after the fact that Kusi already did the Shechita? No problem. What do? We say, Kusi, why don't you look famished? Why don't you have something to eat? As long as he eats a kizayis of his own Shechita, we're good to go. If he won't eat a kizayis of his own Shechita, then we know the Shechita is not good. Chutz, mecher yishot of a cotton, dafilu di'eved nami lo shami yishu, v'shami yidrasu, v'shami yachlidu. We'll say, mecher yishot of a cotton, there are no circumstances under which their Shechita is good. Since they lack capacity, we have no way of absolutely knowing if their Shechita is good. We're going to get into that more. So we'll say, what about, all roads lead back to that last line of the Mishnah. What do I do with the last line of the Mishnah? V'kulan sheshachtu, ahiyah. What does that refer to? Ile machir yishot v'katan, ala koivim shachtu mibayla. So we keep saying the same thing. If you want to say v'kulan sheshachtu, and all of them that shachted, and the Yisrael is omid al gabav, that the shechita is good, if you want to tell me that refers to chayir yishot v'katan, then Abbas say, it should say, v'im shachtu. Right, it doesn't have to say kulon because remember we're talking about chayyus shot of the cotton. Ella akusi, rather it must refer to the kusi. I hamrit afilu yotzei v'nichnas shachet lechatchila. But by akusi, ultimately again we say you don't need Yisrael omid al gabav. Even if it's yotzei v'nichnas, that's enough. To which the Gemara says kasha. You know what? That is a good question. It is a good question. So we'll say once again, Rava's interpretation of Abaye is still subject to the kasha. Next. Rav Ashi Amar, get ready for this. Well, see, this I'm telling you, it's just keeps getting better. Rav Ashi Amar, Rav Ashi Katani, this is how to read the Mishnah. Get ready for this. Hakol Shochtin. What does Hakol Shochtin mean? Yisrael Mummer. Rav Ashi say, even a Yisrael Mummer. Rav Ashi say, who's a Yisrael Mummer? So Mummer is someone who seemingly rejects the tenets of the Torah. So I'll say, so what kind of Mummer are we talking about over here? Mummer Lamai. So we'll say, what kind of Mummer? There are a lot of types of Mummer in this world. Le'echol nevelos l'te'avon. Oh, what's you're talking about a Yisrael who eats non-kosher food, l'te'avon. And both say, l'te'avon is the type of mummer who will flagrantly violate the mitzvos. But he's not a bad guy. What do you mean he's not a bad guy? He's not doing it to rebel against God. He just likes food. He likes food. So we'll say, look at Rashi. This is actually amazing. Lite avon. Lo mashke cheter achol nevelos. So we'll say, a mumer le'echol nevelos lite avon is the kind of guy where what? If he has kosher food, he's not going to eat non-kosher food, right? If he has kosher food, he will eat the kosher food. But, kilomashke cheter, if there's no kosher food available, then what? Ochol nevelos. He'll eat the cheeseburger. I was going to say, if there's no kosher equivalent, he will eat kosher food. So I'll say, but again, he will eat non-kosher food. But he'll eat non-kosher food again, not in a rebellious way, but just, right? He's hungry. Guy's got to eat. Right? He's hungry. So I'll say, this is very important because we're going to see the different gradations here. So Rashi says over here, finish Rashi, Umi achir shasakin beduka, unasuna biyado, shachit shapir, tekal kamad demazi lamecha leteru lo ochel isura. So also listen to this. So Rashi points out over here, what's the case? If you put a checked knife in this guy's hand, so he will do a proper shechita in order to eat meat that is shechted properly. Because when given the choice between kosher meat and non-kosher meat, of course he'll go with kosher meat. The only time he'll go for non-kosher food is when kosher food is not available. Now Rashi points out over here, now this is the kind of guy who is not going to run after and find a properly checked knife. But if you put the proper knife in his hand and tell him to do the shechita, ultimately, again, you could trust his shechita. Rashi says, watch this, Sigmar says as follows, Yisrael mumer lemay. We'll say, what kind of Yisrael mumer are we talking about? Lechol nevelos l'te'avon. Ukidurava, damarava, Rava says, Yisrael mumer ochel nevelos l'te'avon. We'll say, if you have a Yisrael mumer, which is a Yisrael, we'll say, who unfortunately has a bad track record of eating non-kosher food, but he eats non-kosher food, not to rebel against God, but rather, why? To go, because he's hungry. Because he's hungry. There's no real malicious intent over here. A guy is just hungry. And when there is no kosher alternative, Rabosai, I'm sorry, he's not going to be satisfied with the bag of pretzels. He wants fleisch. He wants fleisch, so if he can't find kosher fleisch, he's going to eat the non-kosher fleisch. So watch this. Amud Beis. Vodik sakin v'no sein lo. So we'll say, as long as you check the knife and you put it in his hands, v'no sein lo, mutter le'echol mishchita. So ultimately, again, you can eat a shchita. And I will say, now the chap over here with this individual is obviously, he's not going to look for a good checked knife either. So the problem is, if you leave him to his own devices, even if he shechts, you can't be sure that he checked with the proper kind of knife. So therefore, again, halacha l'maisa, if you put the knife in his hand, then ultimately, again, the shechita will be good. Aval lo badak v'nasan lo. I will say, but if you did not check the knife, and you give over the animal, tim lo yishchot, ultimately, again, he should not shecht. V'im shachat, but if at the end of us, let's say he did shecht, so we'll say, this is actually quite fascinating. What do you do with the Yisrael Mumer's Shechita after the fact? Watch this. Bodek Sakino Acharav. Rabosa, you check his knife after the fact. Ninseis Sakino Yafe Mutter Lechol Mishchitaso. Ve'imlav Asr Lechol Mishchitaso. Rabosa, after fact, see, Rabosa, again, we're going to talk about knife inspection. Right? Knife inspection for a Shechita knife is actually very interesting. Right? We're going to talk about, Rabosa, there's an amazing sefer called Simla Chadasha. Simla Chadasha is all of Hilchos Shechita divided up into 30 days. The idea being that it's divided up into one day increments for 30 days, that the Shochet reviews Hilchos Shechita every 30 days. So in that sefer, we're going to see it. We discuss again, ultimately again, how you go ahead and you check the Chalif, how you check the knife for Shechita. So we'll say, if the Yisrael Mumer shechted, we check his knife after the fact. If the knife is glatt, right, if the knife is sharp, has no nicks, we'll discuss the details. Then ultimately, again, the shechita is good. If the knife is what we call pugum, or it has pigimus, it has nicks in it, then ultimately, again, the shechita will not be good. So we'll say, this is how Rav Ashi is interpreting the Mishnah. Hakol shochtin comes to mean who? Means who? Yisrael mumer. What kind of mumer? Mumer l'te'avon le'echol nevelos. Right? He is non-kosher for l'te'avon, not to rebel against God, but l'te'avon. We'll say, how can he shech l'chatrila? How can he shech l'chatrila? You put the knife in his hand. Right? If you don't put the knife in the hand, you can't rely on him to go ahead and find a kosher knife. What if he shechted it and you didn't put the knife in his hand? Very simple. What do? We check the knife after the fact. Weiter. So Gemara says, remember again, this is the interpretation of the Mishnah. When the Mishnah says, Chutz Michei Yishod V'Katan, Da'afilu Di'Eved Namilo, Shema Yishu V'Shema Yidrusu V'Shema Yachlidu. And we'll say, now the exception to this rule, of course, is a Chei Yishod V'Katan. We'll say, so again, the one thing that everyone agrees on is that what? A Chei Yishod V'Katan cannot do Shechita. Because there are too many things that could go wrong in Shechita in a very nuanced fashion. Then unless you are operating with complete das, we can't be sure that you did not trespass upon them. So therefore, again, Cherishot of the cotton are out. We'll say again, we always come back to the last phrase in the Mishnah. The Kulan Sheshachtu, the Yisrael Omed Al Gabav, right? Anyone who shechted, and Vachir Rono son, and other people see them, Shechita son Kshera. But we'll say, who does that phrase refer to? Ahiya. The subject of the Mishnah is already a Chereshot of a Katan. If that's the case, then it shouldn't say the Kulon Sheshachtu. Rather, it should be a continuation of the previous phrase, and it should just say V'im Shachtu Ella Ayisrael Mumer. Rather, it must go back to the Reisha, which is talking about the Yisrael Mumer. Rabbi say Yisrael Mumer, we already discussed. How do you ascertain after the fact that the shechita of a Yisrael Mumer is kosher? How do you ascertain, Rabbi Osai? You check the knife. Eid de badak sakin v'nasan lo. So Rabbi Osai, I'm sorry. So Eli Yisrael Mumer, 1 second. Eid de badak sakin v'nasan lo. Ha'amr chakal lechatila. Rabbi Osai, with the Yisrael Mumer, if you checked the knife and gave him a checked knife, then the Yisrael Mumer could check even lechatila. Ve'ela de lo badak. So rather, it must be that what? It must be that you didn't check the knife. Well, if you didn't check the knife, then after the fact, what's the process, Rabbi Osai? Eid the isi l'sakin libdikei. Rabbi Osai, if the knife is there, check the knife. Hashta, say libdikei hashta. V'id the less say l'sakin. Rabbi Osai, if the knife is not present, ki achirim roen osam mai havi. Rabbi Osai, at the end of the day, if the Yisrael Mumer shechted, and we didn't check the knife before the shechita, and the knife is not available after the shechita to be checked, Who cares if other people saw him doing the shechita? Dilma besakin peguma shachit. They both say just because other people saw him do the shechita and it looked good, that doesn't tell you whether or not the knife was proper or not. Dilma besakin peguma shachit. Maybe shechted with a nicked knife. So we'll say, therefore, again, you can't assume that after the fact that the shechita would be good. To which the Gemara says, kasha. You're right. That is a valid kasha on the interpretation of Ravashi. So we'll say, Ravashi's interpretation, it sounds beautiful until you get to the last phrase of the Mishnah. We're not exactly clear how to fit in that last phrase into the Mishnah, into his interpretation. Good. Weiter. Ravina Amar. We'll see. Here we go. Ravina says, Hachi katani. This is what it means to say. Another interpretation of the Mishnah. This is actually quite fascinating. Hakol shochtin. Everyone is permitted to shecht. We'll say, what does that mean? So Ravina says, I'll tell you what it means. Hakol mumchin shochtin. So we'll say, anyone who is a mumcha is permitted to shecht. We'll say, what's the definition of a mumcha? Rashi says, mumchin yodin hilcho shchita. Anyone who learned hilchos shechita, if you learn Masechta Seruvin, Rabbi Osai, then what? You're allowed to shecht. If you know hilchos shechita, you could shecht. Rabbi Osai, now what's the novelty here? Watch this. Va'af api she'en muchzakim. Rabbi Osai, you are permitted to shecht if you're a mumcha, even though you're not a muchzak. Rabbi Osai, what is a muchzak? This is amazing. Look at Rashi. Af api she'en muchzakim, shelo shechtu lefaneinu gimel pamim. So Rabbi Osai, listen to this. A muchzak is someone who went ahead and checked it three times. Rabbi Osai, why do you have to be a muchzak if you're already, in other words, normally in halacha, you're qualified to do something if what? You know the halachas. Yet by shechita, apparently, again, there's another level of certification. What are we concerned about? Rabbi Osai, listen to this. Liros im yeshvam koach she'ein misalfin b'shechita. Rabbi Osai, what are we concerned about? Even if you know the halachas, we're concerned that when you actually check, what's going to happen? You could faint. Right, they will say it's not pashat. If you've ever seen a shechita, again, it could be difficult, right? It could be difficult if you're a little sensitive or you're a little whatever, right? The mifunak, right? So it could be a little bit difficult. So we'll say, so ultimately, again, you'll see Mr. Schoenfeld after the shechita, right? So, I'm sorry? Baruch Hashem. Right, so all kidding aside, we're going to discuss, by the way, you should know, in general, in the introduction of that Sefer Simla Chadasha, so we learned it when we were learning the Hilchos Shechita in Yeshiva, so I'll tell you, so in the introduction, his whole introduction is dedicated to the idea that Shochit, understand the gravity of your work, you are taking life. So I'll say, there's two, when he says Shema Yisrael, the idea of taking life in this world, even animal life, is a very dramatic thing. To see something that is alive, and in the next moment is not alive, because of something that you did, is an awesome responsibility for the shochet. So also, all kidding aside, Ravina says over here, the issue is that if you're not muchzak, you might know the halachas, we don't know if you actually could carry through on this. Meaning we don't know if you'll actually be an effective you know the details, we don't know if you can be an effective shochet. So let's listen to this. So Ravina says, here's the novelty in the Mishnah. Hakol shochtin, anyone can shecht means who? Hakol mumchin, anyone who knows the halachas, ultimately again is permitted to shecht. Mumchin, afa pi she'in muchzakin. Even though you have the Rabbosein to be a muchzak, you have to shecht three times and not faint. That makes you a muchzak. So we'll say, so Ravina says the novelty of the Mishnah is, you could shecht if you're a mumcha, even if you're not a muchzak. When is that so? So we'll say, when is this so? You only have a license to shecht if we know that you know hilchos shechita. Aval ein yodin bo sheyodeh b'hilchos shechita, lo yishchot. But we'll say, if we don't know that you know hilchos shechita, in other words, if we don't know you to be a mumcha, then we don't want you shechting. There are too many things that can go wrong. What happens? Vim shachat. So we'll say, so what happens if someone who we don't know to be a mumcha, someone who we don't know to be certified in the halachos of shechita, what if he shechted? Both can also. So we'll say, this is a little bit easier. What can we do? We give him a faher after the fact. We give him a faher, we test him after the fact. Im yodea, lo mehilchos shechita, morto lecho meshechita, so. If he knows hilchos shechita, then what do I say? You can eat it with shechita. But if he does not know hilchos shechita, then what? Then you cannot eat of his shechita. So we'll say, this seems to be a pretty straightforward idea. Fascinating. What's the novelty, according to Ravina? The novelty is, you could shecht if you're a mumcha, even if what? even if you're not a mochzak. Even if you're not a mochzak. Chutz mecheru shalt of a katan. So also again, reading in the Mishnah, with the exception of a mecheru shalt of a katan, dafilu di'eved namilo. Rabbi say again, even b'di'eved, ultimately, again, their shechita will not be good after the fact. Why? Shemi yishu, shemi yidrasu, v'shemi yachlidu. Because Rabbi say again, there are too many things which can go wrong, and therefore, halacha l'maisa, again, we do not let you shecht. V'kulon sheshechtu ahir. So Rabbi say, so again, how do we interpret that last phrase in the Mishnah? What do we do with the last phrase, right? What is, v'kulon sheshechtu, v'achirin ro'en osam. Anyone who shechted and others see them, the shechita is going to be good. Who does that refer to? So say, if you want to say that it refers to a chayru shot of a cotton, that can't be, because alokai, because remember again, the subject of the Mishnah is already chayru shot of a cotton. If that's the case, vimshachtu mi boile. Then I will say the lashon of the Mishnah should be vimshachtu. And if they shachted, ela ashein mumchin. Rather, Rabbi Yosef, what you have to say is that what? It's going back on the first part of the Mishnah. And apparently what it's saying is that if someone who is not a mumcha went ahead and shachted, but other people see him doing the shechita and could attest to the fact that he did a proper shechita, the shechita will be kosher. To which the Gemara says, "Ashein mumchin bebolkin also sagi." I will say, if somebody who's a non-mumcha did shechita, I actually don't need anyone to see him. What do I need to do? I need to test him after the fact. To which the Gemara says, "Delesse lekamon delivdike." Well, this is actually quite fascinating. In Ravina's model, we'll say, what happened over here? A guy who is not a mumcha went ahead and did shechita. Okay, so what do we do with a non-mumcha who does shechita? What do we normally do with him, we'll say? We give him a fahir after the fact. We test him on hilchos shechita, yaradeus min aleph, right? What's the halacha, right? Who could shet, what could shet, what's the details of shechita? Okay, and if he passes the test, the shechita is good. And if he fails the test, the shechita is not good. What's the case we're dealing with over here, we'll say? So the guy, the non-mumcha shechted and left. It's a shecht and run. A shecht and run, right? Rabbi say, so he shechted and he left. He's not here for us to test him. So we knew, what do we do with it? What do we do with the animal? To which, according to Ravina, the Mishnah says, if other witness the shechita, and people say, the only thing they could possibly attest to is what? The guy clearly looked like he knew what he was doing, right? Meaning that's all they could attest to. We saw him shecht. He shuckled a lot, even closed his eyes. I mean, not during the shechita itself, right? Closed eyes before the shechita, right? He said the bracha. He went in and did all of this stuff. Right? The kisya adam, if it applied to that type of animal. So we'll say, if people could attest to the fact that it looks like he knew what he was doing, then halakha l'maisa, the shechita will be good. V'gidam, Rabbi say, there's an alternate version of Ravina. Amar hachi katani. Rabbi say, so in this version, a little bit differently. Ravina says as follows. Hachi katani, hakol shochtin, hakol muchzakin shochtin, Muchzakin afapi she'inan mumchin. So we'll say in this version of Ravina, it's the reverse. In the first version, Ravina allowed someone who was a mumcha, even though he's not a muchzak. Mumcha means what? It's so fascinating. Mumcha means what? He knows the halachas, even though what? He hasn't done his shechita residency. Right? He hasn't done his shechita residency. He has the knowledge, but he's never actually put it into practice. In this version, it's the opposite. In this version, Rabbi say the guy is a muchzak. We know that he's shechted. What don't we know? The extent of his knowledge. In other words, we've just never talked to him in learning. We don't know. So Rabbi say, watch this. So in this version, Rabbi say, so hakol muchzakin shochtin muchzakin afa pi shein mumchin. So Rabbi say, if someone is a muchzak, lechatchila we allow them to shecht, even though we don't know them to be a mumcha. We don't know them to be versed in the learning. But med rabba murim. When is that so? That's when we've witnessed this person do a shechita two or three times, and we've seen him do it with the right details, and he never fainted. But if he never shechted in our presence, then what? We don't allow him to shecht because he may faint. Watch this. What if he shechted already? This guy who is known to be a muchzak, but he's never shechted in front of us. And what happens? He shechted. V'amar bari li shaloni salachti. And he says, I'm telling you, I did not black out during the shechita. I didn't black out during any point in the shechita. Then what's the halacha? Shechita so kshera. So we'll say, then the halacha is, the Mishnah teaches me, that b'di'ev, or after the fact, the shechita is kasher. Chutz mecheri shalta v'kadon. Also, with the exception of a cheru shot of a cotton, da'afilu di'eved namilo. Rabbi say, even b'di'eved, ultimately, again, their shechita will not be kosher. Why? Shemayishu, shemayidrasu, v'shemayachlidu. Good. I bekulon sheshakta. So I say again, we run into the same problem over and over. What do you do with that last phrase in the Mishnah of kulon sheshakta? Rabbi say, who does that refer to? So ahiya ilay macherishot of the cotton alokai. So say if you want to say that it's referring to a cherishot of the cotton, the problem is the Mishnah is already talking about the cherishot of the cotton, and therefore again vim shachtu mi bayle. It shouldn't say vekulon sheshakta. Rather, what should it say? Vim shachtu ella ashein muchzakin. Rather, you have to say that what? It's referring ultimately again to the person who is not mukhzak. So what the end of the Mishnah is saying is, the person who is not mukhzak, if, again, he did shechita, and other people saw him do the shechita, and they say, yeah, looks like he did a good job, then halokha l'maisa, the shechita will be kasher b'diavad. Ay, v'ha omrit b'bari l'sagi. But I will say, 1 second, if someone is a mukhzak and not a mumche, then what, Rabbi Ozai? Then halacha lemaisa, we just said that what? That it's enough for him to testify on his own behalf that I did not black out. What's the case? Deleise lekamon deleshaile. Rabbi Ozai, he is not present before us to allow us to ultimately ask him what happened. So Rabbi Ozai, so therefore again, these two dramatic alternate interpretations of Ravina. So according to Ravina, Rabbi Ozai, one of two possibilities. Either the Mishnah is coming to permit the shechita of someone who is a mumcha, but not a mukhzak, which means that what? He knows halacha lemaisa, again, the halachas. But what? He's never shechted, no experience. Knows the halachas ultimately, again, but doesn't have any experience. L'chatchila, he can go ahead and shecht. As long as what? We first test him. B'diavad, if he shechted first and we didn't get a chance to test him, what do you do? You test him after the fact, right? If he passes, great. If he doesn't pass, the shechita is invalid. But I will say, what happens if, let's say again, he's not here, he left town, then what do we do? If other people saw the shechita will be good. Second version of Ravina, I will say, he's a mukhzuk, but he's not a mumcha. He's a mukhzuk, which means what? That halacha lamais, again, he has the experience, and halacha lamais, but we just don't know if he knows the halachas or not. So what do you do ideally? L'chatchila, you go out and you test him before he shechts. But again, l'chatchila, he could shecht as long as he shechts in front of us 2 or 3 times, because we're confident that he's not going to faint. What happens if we never saw him shecht 2 or 3 times in front of us? Then I will say, so if he says borili, if he says again, I know that I did not black out during shechita, we trust him. What happens if he's not here after the fact for us to ask him a question? Then what, Rabbi Ozai? We rely on what? If other people saw him do the shechita, Rabbi Ozai, you see the incredible Moser. Who's the person in life who really has complete na'am on us? Only a person who has the knowledge and the life experience. Rabbi Ozai, to really be a ne'eman in life, you have to be a mumcha and a mukhzak. If you're not a mumcha and a mukhzak, so you don't have full credibility. Only once you have the knowledge, you're a mumcha and you're a mukhzak, you have the life experience, then we have confidence that we know what you're doing and we know what you're talking about. So we'll say, let's go a little bit back. I'll have to record the parashah here a little bit later. So we'll say, so the pasuk says, not the pasuk, I'm sorry. So the Mishnah says, well, so we just have to stop this. So we'll say, now, just so you understand, we effectively have 5 different interpretations of the Mishnah. It's very exciting, right? We have all the different interpretations. I will say, it's amazing how, you know, we are such seekers of truth that we just want to know, what does it mean when it says, HaKol Shokht in Ushritas in Ksheva? I just want to know what it really means. So I will say, now we've spent 2 blot trying to understand just that opening phrase of our Mishnah. So the Gemara just says quickly, Ravina v'Rabba bar Ula ka ba'e v'Rav v'Rav Ashi lo Amri. So we'll say, Ravina, Rabba bar Ula will not hold like Abayi and Rav and Ravashi. Why? Mishum dekashi lehu v'chulon. Because Rabbi Ozai, they don't like how the other interpretations interpret the last phrase of the Mishnah, v'chulon sheshachtu. Kula ki Rabba bar Ula lo Amri. So Rabbi Ozai, all of them ultimately, again, the other opinions will not say like Rabba bar Ula. Why? Lahach lishna da amrit hacha ikar. So Rabbi Ozai, because remember again, according to the approach that said that here our Mishnah and Chulin was the ikar source to teach that a tamei person could shecht Chulin betara. Adirabba, they disagree with that, and they will say, Hasam Iker de Bekachim Koi. They will say the Mishnah Zvachim is primary, because the Mishnah Zvachim is what's teaching ultimately the Lachos of Kachim. Lahach Lishna da Amrit Hasam Iker, Vahacha, Aidi de Tana Taim Bechulin Taim Nami Bekachim. So, according to the approach that said that it is there in Zvachim, that's the Iker source, that someone who is Tamei Kachecht, Chulin Shenishchetu Betara, They'll say as follows. Since the Tana here taught about Tami Bechulin, Tana Mihaka Bimukdashin, Tami Bechulin Begufelo, it's Trichale. Ultimately, again, they will say that the case of Chulin, that a Tame and his ability to shech Bechulin is not really needed. Why? Because Chulin Shenaso Ataras Kodesh Lafki Kodesh Tami. Because they all subscribe to the view Rabbah said that Chulin, that ultimately, again, were shechted the Taras Kodesh, do not have the status of Kodesh. Kulu Kiravina Lo Amri. So we'll say all of them do not hold like Ravina. Why? Lach Lishna Da Amr Mumchin in Shein Mumchin Lo. Rov mitsuyin eitz al shchita mumchin hein. Because they will hold their both say that the majority of people who engage in shchita are automatically assumed to be mumchin. Lach lishna dar muchzakin ein in shein muchzakin lo la lufei lo chashinan. And the both say, according to the opinion who says that only muchzakin can do shchita, people are not muchzakin to shchita, they will hold their halacha lemais. Again, we are not choshesh that people faint. All right, the both say, we'll have to stop over here. So again, I know I'm moving. All the Gemara is now doing, the both say, is once we've kind of set the table with all the various opinions, we're showing why one opinion ultimately, again, does not hold of the other. I will say, I'll record the parasha shir in Mi'at Hashem after davening. We'll put it up online. Shkoyach and a good Shabbos. Yeah.